If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration. The juice. It is February the 29th, 2024, and today the topic is human nature. Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. Everything didn't go exactly like I thought it would. I thought I was going to record an episode of the GSL talk show, but that ended up not happening. And the only other thing of significance was that it was Wednesday night. And so I went and had a regular night of childcare over there at Mountain West. And yeah, man, that was pretty much my day in a nutshell. I mean, you know, ran some errands and had some conversations. Things like that in between. Matter of fact, I believe that the conversation I have with my mom semi-leads to today's conversation. So shout out to mama. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Nope. Now, it was interesting because on my way, every now and then, I'll listen to GSL. You know, just to make sure, see how things is going, X, Y, and Z. And sometimes, I guess, after I listen to whatever the current episode is, then it'll take me to, like, previous episodes. Like, back in the days, I was listening to, like, season 9 and season 7 and, you know, all those different things. And 2021, juices from back then and stuff. And it's just always interesting, like, hearing old Miracle, you know, or the Lord through old Miracle. Yeah, man. I was asking my son, even though I'm sure he don't notice or whatever, but I was like, oh, you like the juice back when I used to put music on it? I guess I can ask y'all that, especially the ones that listen to the podcast version. Do y'all like it better when I used to have the music in the background during this part, or do y'all like it where there's no music and stuff? I know that feedback was that the music was kind of louder than me in the past, so that's why I stopped putting it or using it in the quote-unquote show part of this conversation. But hey, I can still take y'all advice, so put a comment wherever you listening to this, leave a note or something like that if you'd rather go back to the jazzy feel of the music and things of that nature. Or if you just follow the intro music, say, hey, stay where you're at, whatever the case may be. But anywho, so yeah, that was interesting yesterday as well. Let's get into this conversation. Human nature, how did this come to be today? Well, one, I woke up around 1:19 again, because I want to say some other day this week, I woke up at 1:19. And at least it looked familiar, because when I looked up verses since around 1:19, it was the one talking about be slow to or quick to listen, that verse or something like that. I came across that verse this morning, so I felt led to go to the Strong's Concordance. So I went there and plugged in 1:19, and I ended up getting Fight Adam from the verse that I looked up in the Hebrew and the Greek. If I would be more specific, it was saying a person, like one of the words meant a person, but then in like the other notes or whatever, they were talking about Adam and whatnot. And so something about Fight Adam stood out in my heart and mind this morning. And so I just kind of went deeper about that idea of fighting Adam or fighting our flesh. Ultimately is what that led me to as well. At some point, obviously, I started to think about human nature and things of that nature. So this is what the definition of human nature says: the general psychological characteristics, feelings, and behavioral traits of humankind, regarded as shared by all humans. So this human nature, this Adam-like thing, we all have it. Like I said, I'm reminded of my mom's conversation yesterday, because at some point, she started talking about Adam and Eve and X, Y, and Z. And I mean, the thing is, I know we can look down on Adam and Eve, right? I know even one of the articles in the Go Deeper section at gotquestions.org was asking the question, why is Adam blamed for the fall of humanity when Eve sinned first? Because we all know the Bible, according to the Bible, right? It tells us that Eve took that bite and then she gave off the fruit to her husband. So we can look down on them, both of them, right? But at the end of the day, I guess the truth of the matter is we all would have done the same thing. Now maybe we would like to think that we wouldn't. We can look back and say, oh, I wouldn't have did that. And then I mean, I still stand on what I said about Adam, man. Like, listen, Adam should have had a bit of a little backbone. He should say, hey, woman took a stick and hit it from her head or whatever he had to do, right? To, let her know that no, we're not gonna do that. That's not what God told us to do, X, Y, and Z. So that's what, again, this makes all these conversations very interesting, because again, people take issue with the Bible, right? They're like, ooh, the patriarchy, oh, women don't have no control, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you hear and see all these accounts where the women at least had some type of input on situations. And Adam and Eve is the first account. But anywho, I ain't trying to start that or whatever with the battle of the sexes and all. But anyway, I went deeper about all of this morning, and I guess I'm encouraged and inspired for us to fight our human nature. Matter of fact, there were so many verses at openbible.info that I just decided to say, hey, go to openbible.info for yourself in regards to the Go Deeper section and read all the verses that stand out to you. I mean, they all were, I would say, significant to this conversation. I think they all show us an example of what is happening on the inside of us, and whatnot. So, hey, if you feel led to go deeper, go ahead and check that out on your own. But here go some verses that stood out to me this morning to share. Galatians 5, 16 and 17. It says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for they are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. That's just one verse, y'all. But I mean, again, it's very familiar on here. I told you guys, even in my book, The Cultivation Period, A Single Christian's Journey, I shared with you guys this quote that an old friend share with me, that hey, there's two dogs on the inside of you, one made of flesh and one made of spirit. The one that's going to win is the one that you feed. And so, yeah, if you're out here, feeding your spirit and walking by the spirit, then you will do the things that you want to do, and things of that nature. And sure, yeah, it's hard, because again, yeah, we got human nature. We all have that thing in us that wants to rebel. Yeah, ultimately it's against God, but I mean, we just want to, I guess, quote unquote, do our own thing, right? We just want to, quote unquote, be free, whatever it is, right? That we use as our excuse to not be obedient. You can fill in the blank for yourself about what that looks like for you. But I believe that we all have that thing, whatever we want to call it. Today I'm calling it human nature. And so that's something that we have to fight. Now, again, it's not an easy fight. I can sit here and say, hey, man, you guys have seen my journey to a certain extent. And again, I wrote all about it in my book, so you guys can hear that too. But, I can sit here and say, as a living witness, it's not the easiest thing to do to try to walk by the spirit. But at the same time, I mean, it's the most beneficial thing you could do. And even I was telling one of my friends the other day, I'm like, It's been beneficial for me to stop fighting the Lord. You know, I'm like, hey, at the end of the day, these days, the way I handle stuff is, all right, Lord, okay, I see this open door, I'll go ahead and go through it. If the door's closed, okay, I guess that's not for me. You know what, or maybe it's not for me right now, you know, things of that nature. Like, you know, sometimes I be at a crossroad, I'm like, Lord, what you want to do? And stuff like that. Like, that's where I'm at now. But again, it took me a while to get here to this place of contentment. But again, I find so much peace and freedom in that as well. And so I suggest that anybody do it. You know, start practicing it, even with, you know, humbling ourselves and giving things over to the Lord piece by piece. That's pretty much what I did, you know. I don't know if I would say I started with my love life, but that could have been one of the things that I started with. And then from there, just, you know, kind of gave them other pieces of my life. And then ultimately now I'm at this point, you know. And I'm not necessarily worried about anything and stuff. And I know it may not be, people may not understand that and things of that nature, but all I can do is share my testimony and share what the Lord has done. Let me give you guys another verse, 1 Peter 2:11. It says, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which urge war, or excuse me, which wage war against your soul. That's pretty much what's going on. Again, that battle that's going on the inside of us, the flesh and spirit, is ultimately waging a war against our souls. Like, it's interesting. I had a conversation with NJ the other day, and I can't remember everything we were talking about. But at some point, I was trying to explain to him about, like, sometimes the enemy, basically, the enemy wants us to, you know, I guess, go where he's going. You know, he wants us to die and not live and things of that nature. And maybe we don't see that. You know, maybe that's not something we're considering when we're thinking about the stuff that we're going through. And how we're handling it, what we're doing, and things of that nature. But right now, let's just talk about the battle within. Because again, we sometimes it's just us, right? We can't even blame the devil who made me do it. Like, sometimes you just did whatever it is yourself because that's your desire. So I mean, I guess this morning, I guess I'm being reminded about, you know, abstaining from the passions of the flesh and stuff like that. And of course, I got to seek the Lord about what that looks like for me in my life. And I hope that you are seeking Him about you and yours. Here's another verse, guys. Galatians 5:24. It says, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That might be pulp this morning. That might be something that's like, ugh, maybe I'm stepping on a toe or two. Who knows? I'm probably stepping on my own pinky toe. But yeah, man, if you're going to be a follower of Christ, you have to crucify the flesh. And it says here, with its passions and desires. Sometimes, again, you know, we are free. Yeah, you are free to do whatever you want to do, but that doesn't mean that that is what you should do. And things of that nature. And so sometimes it seems like, yes, we have to crucify the flesh. Now we got to figure out what that means when it comes to each and every one of us as individuals. It might not be the same thing for me that it is for you, but regardless, again, we all understand that we have this thing in us that is pretty much keeping us from the Lord. So we got to figure out what that thing is, and you have to crucify that thing. Here's another verse, guys. 2 Timothy 2:22. It says, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So this is the challenge, right? This is what we all should be doing, fleeing our youthful passions and pursuing righteousness. Yeah, I don't know, something about this word youthful right now. It's like it's just one of those things. I think before you mature, I guess spiritually, you know, you're just thinking about self, right? You're thinking about how can I please me, right? It's so funny, but here I keep using NJ as an example, but you know, again, we were pulling into the community. That's the word that comes in my mind right now. But in our neighborhood, okay, going into our neighborhood, he's like, it's NJ's world. And that's how we feel, man. We feel like it's our world and it's all about us. But at the end of the day, it should be that it's all about the Lord. And obviously we have to share this world with each and every one of us. But we can't hold on to those youthful thoughts and passions and whatnot. We got to mature, right? We got to grow. We got to pursue righteousness and things of that nature. And along with it, we'll get some love and peace and joy and all the rest of the fruits of the spirit. I mean, it comes with good things to do that. But just saying, just a little reminder for us today. Let's pursue righteousness from a pure heart. And so ultimately, the juice this morning is again, yes, we all have that human nature. Yes, we all have that side of us that is fighting against the spirit. We may not fully understand it. We might think things in the Bible is crazy. We might call it foolishness. That's what the Bible says that people of that mindset think. But if you are a believer, you know, if you listen to the sound of my voice and you know that, hey man, I got some things I need to crucify within myself, I hope that you guys feel led to go deeper. There's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. And there's a couple of articles, like I said, at gotquestions.org that you know, I felt led to read this morning that I hope will encourage and inspire you. Those two articles are What Truly Happened at the Fall of Man, and then the other one was Why Is Adam Blamed for the Fall of Humanity When Eve Sinned First? You guys can go deeper with those two articles and the rest of the verses and things of that nature, but that is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Psalm 139, 23 through 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow if the Lord's will. Now, y'all know tomorrow's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. It's with Dr. David Chotka. And he's an amazing man that has all these miraculous testimonies and things of that nature. I hope that you guys tune in to see his episode of the GSL Talk Show tomorrow at 7 p.m. But y'all have a great Thursday, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.